Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back into the Saints Radio Network. We are now time for the Pwn After. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, ready to sound off after the Saints fall 26-14 to the Bears in Chicago. And folks, I got to say, one of the privileges of my job is getting to at least watch some of these rough games in the sports office with the Cajun Cannon and getting your insights back and forth in this. So thank you for Cajun Cannon for at least making some rough days of football entertaining.
Well, I don't know who's going to entertain me. I mean, I don't know. It's so frustrating. You know, a perfect example, the Saints tease us, the Houdat Nation. Because I told you this at halftime. I said, man, we're going to get the ball to start the second half.
You were definitely Johnny positive.
If we drive and go score, it's 20-14, but we get so close, but so far. You know, it was 20-14. We got some momentum within one score. How many times we've said this year in the second half, and then even in the fourth quarter in games that we have lost and not finished, well, I don't know. To me, they look like our defense came to play. Man, we were getting gashed. I'm looking at some runs. It was almost embarrassing. Like, I wrote this down. It's 20-14. They go 88. They go 8 plays, 66 yards. Now, Moody kicked a 24-yard field goal to make it 23-13. But look at the plays on this series. Plus 11. Plus 22, plus 17, plus 15. So, I mean, it was like, I don't know. We're supposed to have the momentum. Our defense should be fired up. But, obviously, that was not the case. And then I was really optimistic because we have not done this four games in a row. Damn, we forced a three and out. We forced a three and out. They didn't, on the first two possessions, get two touchdowns, so it's like, you know, getting 14 points in the first quarter. No, we forced a three and out. Boy, a great start on the road. I don't care if you're at home on the road. You forced a three and out.
Forced a three and out, and then you got a takeaway, and then wait.
The first time we got the ball, though, Rattler sack fumble.
Boo.
So now we start off minus in turnover margin. But bend, but don't break.
Right.
You know, they didn't punch it in. Moody 27-yard field goal. We're down 3-0. Then the next time, we do go three and out. You know, so this is how we start offensively. Sack fumble, then we go three and out. And there was a play, Coach Kellen Moore, I don't know if we're trying to trick the Bears, considering their run defense sucked coming into the game.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
But they didn't suck against us. I mean, why we couldn't run the ball against – you say not running the ball. That Alvin Kamara, did he lose a step or something, Steve? Or what's
third
up?
And eight, and we're handing off.
No, yeah. So I'm saying the play was third and eight, and the play call was give it to Kamara plus 2 yards. So that was definitely no imagination, you know, there when that came about. Now, you look at the first half. I thought it got to the point where the Bears are just bullying us. You know, it looked like, okay, the B team, the JV is going to scrimmage the varsity, And it's supposed to be NFL versus NFL. No, they were punking us. I mean, we got to the point. The Saints offense had 19 plays and 4 yards. And it was almost halftime. Now, when 2 minutes and 45 seconds, we had 19 plays we ran. And 4 yards. 14 yards rushing. I mean, I thought that you can run the ball when you're going against the Bears. Well, you should be able to. The Bears were one before last, giving up 156 yards a game. Well, we end up having 44. What did we average? 2.6. This is bully ball. We had 44 yards, average 2.6. They had 222 yards, 5.5 average. Look at Swift. Swift and Monagale. I didn't know how to even pronounce that dude's name from Rutgers. I don't know. Steve, that's a...
Monungay.
That's one of your boys from Rutgers. That's a Jersey guy. I mean, look, he averaged 6.2 yards a carry. Swift averaged 6.5.
Go Rutgers.
Leach had a touchdown. So, no, it was embarrassing to state the least. And then you look, starting field position. What was the game I'm trying to recall? That we had good field position at midfield. I'm trying to think of the game. That the field position was not the problem. Well, today was the problem. The Bears were starting field position was basically at the 50-yard line. Well, it was at their own 49-yard line, and we were starting at our own 29-yard line. So right then, that's a couple of first downs. When you look how that unfolded. It got so bad at one time. I don't know if you remember this play. I think maybe Alante Taylor, he might have given himself a concussion off of Quincy Riley. But we hit each other. Like we hit each other and we're hurting each other. We're not hurting the Bears. We're hurting ourselves. And I don't know. The Bears just had a swag. They'll take a roughing penalty now and then, whatever. But Alante Taylor, Quincy Riley running into each other. And before you know it, it's embarrassing. Listen, the Bears, do you think the Bears are like a Super Bowl team?
No.
No.
They're not.
Exactly. Well, we're losing 20-0 to the Bears. They're not the monsters of the Midway. I'm not saying they're the bad news Bears, but they're not championship Bears. And we're losing 20-0. And it was just a situation where you go down and you look we're losing 20-0, but the final score is 26-14. Well, Bobby, like Coach Kelly, Coach Kellen Moore says, I'll say Coach Kelly, LSU, he needs to say something too about that game they
That's
had.
That's another talk, right?
Yeah. But looking at Kellen, the guys didn't give up. They played hard. Well, they should. They're pros. They're getting paid to do that. Oh, but Bobby, look, we're down 20-0. And after that, we scored 14 points, and they only scored 6. No, it's the final score. Again, it's not like we're playing hard or, we're competing. We're competing. That only goes so far. And you might say, well, when are they going to change the quarterback? Because I thought Spencer Rattler's fighting, but only a quarterback. He had a higher quarterback rating than Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams had a quarterback rating basically of 62. Spencer Rattler, 66. But Caleb had one interception, no touchdowns. We only sacked one time. Rattler got sacked 4 times. Had 2 touchdowns, but 3 picks. And how many texts have I gotten on my phone? I can't even look at it no more.
Oh, no.
Bobby, when are we putting in Shuck? When is Shuck going to get opportunity? I think the Saints organization, they'll put Shuck in when they think Shuck has a great chance to have immediate success. And that would be the Panthers. Not next week, not the week after, because who are we playing? The hottest team in the NFC are now the Bucks.
Right.
A division opponent.
The
they're coming to the dome. Then you gotta go and play the Rams.
Stafford
in
was
LA.
On fire.
You remember the last time we played the Rams?
Boy, oh yeah, Thursday then, night football.
Then we looked like the JV. You remember that name? Puka Nacua? God, he looked like, well, we can't stop him. He'll have 150, 60 yards receiving.
Devontae Adams they got now, too.
Yeah. But anyway, we play Carolina after that. And then you can take a deep breath. Let's say Shuck would go into Carolina. Take a deep breath. and then you have a bye week.
Right.
And then you kind of regroup for the back end of the season. Very winnable games, it should be. But they might be saying that about us, too. The Jets might say, this might be our first win when we play the Saints. But you got the Jets. You have the Dolphins. You have the Titans. So, I don't know. Three very winnable games, but they're probably saying the same thing also. So, that's my thing about, you know, the Rattler thing and where he's at. You know, he's making plays. Look with Chris Olave. Hollywood's hooking up with Chris Olave.
It's nice to see that connection get going,
yes,
at least.
Well, they should.
I know.
They're our playmakers, so they paid to make plays. And they get paid millions of dollars, big bucks. You can't, well, they're trying hard. Or Chris Olave. Well, look at the game he had. He had five catches, 98 yards. Bobby, look at that average. Almost 20 yards, 19.6, a couple of touchdowns. Well, that's what he's supposed to do every game, or close to near every game. Look at Juwan Johnson. He had to drop it. They both had seven targets, five catches. Juwan Johnson, right at a 16-yard average, 79 yards, five catches. He came up big. So you could see that, but it's like, well, we're supposed to all of a sudden glorify him now? This is their job. That's what they're supposed to do. And so good for Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson, not staying down and out. You got to bounce back. Now, can you see this performance right here as far as productivity? Well, how about you do that against the Bucs in the Dome, division opponent? So we'll see if that happens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I don't know. Did it seem like to y'all, I know offensive line, they're so inconsistent blocking. Did it seem like Kamara's gotten old overnight? Bobby, what do you mean by that? Well, he came into the game, he don't even average 4 yards a carry anymore. He's at 3.8. Well, today he had averaged 2.5. yards a carry. Now, how about this cat? Well, I thought, man, he's gonna show Dennis Allen he's the man. Kendre Miller. Okay, I'm gonna show you he was down and out on me because I'm never available. Guess what happened?
Started good with one carry, seven yards.
One carry, 7 yards. What happened? And then he just went in the locker room. I don't know, just some bad luck then. But all of a sudden, 17 carries, which is never enough. I thought the Bears are the one before last team. And NFL getting 156 yards a game. Well, you had to have 30 plus rushing attempts. We had 17. Well, we losing 20 to nothing. So, when you think about it, no, we didn't have that many plays. Okay, so we threw the ball 32 times and we ran 17. Is that anywhere close to 65?
No.
So when you look at that, you can like break everything down, and it's just that, hey. Not only are we rebuilding right now, how far away are we? Do you think, are we going to turn around next year like the Patriots? Look at the Patriots, what they've done, how relevant they are. They might overtake the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East. They beat them in Buffalo. I don't know. Do you get these vibes? Now, considering how strong the Patriots finished with Drake May and then what he's done this year. We saw Drake May play. Well, you could see. But I think the Patriots are a playoff team. Hopefully this is not the case. You know, you could be patient, but patient only so long. I mean, who that nation? Are y'all willing to wait maybe 2 or 3 years to say, like, boy, not like, in other words, boy, 2027, 28, watch out for us. He would be like, what? That's like an eternity from now. So I'm just telling you, the way it looks right now, and Kellen Moore, you know, coaches do get fired after 1 year. That will not happen with Kellen Moore. Not the way the Saints are run. But it can't be happening the same song and dance. Sometime you're going to have to turn it around. Like, for instance, on third down, why we keep being conversion 30%? No, you're not sustaining the drive. Therefore, time of possession, they had the ball 13 minutes more than we did. And they were getting chunk plays. Now, this is deceptive, you know, because the numbers, red zone defense was actually pretty good, but they scored outside the red zone. Because they were only 2 of 6, 33%, and they were only 3 and 12, 25% on third down, but they were putting hay on the barn on those first and second downs. Now, I said this before the game, and the Saints are +1, have a chance, +2, the Saints could beat the Bears in Chicago. Well, we were -3 in the turnover margin. So now after that big, where we're amongst the leaders in the NFL with +5 in the turnover margin, after that Giants game, well, we laid an egg against the Patriots, and now we laid it against the Bears, and we minus. But we still +1 for the season because we were so far ahead in the turnover margin. Now I looked at penalties. You know, we were penalized more than 2-1 coming into the game compared to the Bears. Like, we were at 20, they had 25 penalties, we had like 52. Well, the Bears are terrible. That's something Ben Johnson would say, this is unacceptable. That's like giving the Saints a touchdown, 10 penalties, 92 yards. But then, okay, give us a touchdown. Then we would have lost 26-21. We're still that far away when you look at penalties influencing the game. And then you look at, again, is Caleb Williams that much faster than us? It seems like we never could corral him. Then we look kind of slow trying to corral him.
I'll check his uniform. It seems like we're slipping off of him too much.
Yeah. Now, Rattler got sacked 4 times, but Caleb got sacked only 1 time. They finally hit him good. Chase Young and Brian Brzee. Now, that was a nice hit.
Caleb Sandwich, right?
But we needed to do that to him about 4 or 5 times instead of just 1. Now, DeMario Davis, I saw this one tackle where he looked kind of old when he missed it. I think that might have been on Swift one time when he kind of gave him a little hip movement and then he just like ran through his arms. Like, whoa.
Swift is shifty.
Yeah, DeMario Davis, younger DeMario Davis probably makes that tackle. But again, that didn't surprise me. He had 10 total tackles, led the team with 6 unassisted. Chase Young, compared to what he did last week, he only had 1 tackle. Well, today, definitely on the stat sheet, he had 3 total tackles, 2 unassisted, that half a sack, like I said, with Brzee, 3 quarterback hurries, which he was, I think he was either 5th or 6th in the NFL last year in quarterback hurries or quarterback hits. At the beginning of the game, boy, if he could have lucked out and maybe got one of those interceptions, those 2 passes defended, kind of read the play,
yeah,
and it was able to bat it down. Almost came up with big-time interceptions on that. But I don't know. Are you optimistic right now? Because I'm telling you, what I mean by optimistic, you know, oh, Bobby, we're getting ready to, I think we're the last NFL team to start like division play. We're finally going to get a division game. We know our division opponents. I'm telling you right now, you might think I'm crazy. We're going to beat Tampa Bay one time.
Right now, I think you are crazy.
No, I don't know if it'll be in New Orleans, but how we always play well in Tampa. But somehow, because division opponent, it's like, you remember division opponent? Now, who would have thought this? Atlanta just had a big win, but they whooped the Vikings in Minnesota, and Carolina beat them 30-0. Now, I'm more worried about Carolina. You know, I said, oh, we can sweep Carolina. What? Look at Carolina. They got a winning record right now. Carolina's thinking, oh, well, we can sweep the Saints. You know, and so you look at Tampa Bay, you look at Atlanta. That'll be interesting to see because who's relevant right now in the NFC South? Not the Saints. Look who's playing in prime time. Steve, tell the folks, tell the Hooters Nation who's playing on Sunday Night Football tonight.
Well, on Sunday night, we have the Tampa – no, that's Monday night, sorry. Sunday night is the
– Falcons?
Falcons and 49ers, correct.
Falcons and 49ers. Why are they on primetime? Because they don't care what who's relevant. Bijan Robinson, you heard of him? I think he can hit it and get it. You know, he's the new Saquon Barkley of this season. And you talk about like, whoa, watch out for that cat. And then on Monday night, who's playing?
In Detroit, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visiting the Lions.
Who doesn't want to watch that? Tampa Bay and the Lions.
No, Baker's lighting things up right now.
Yeah, early MVP, you'd have him. But Tampa Bay is going to come to town, and I'm telling you, we practice against the Rams. We kind of know the Rams. We practice a few days against them. And, you know, Bobby, it's practice. Yeah, but you kind of know personnel. And Matthew Stafford, what he set a world record, a European record on foreign territory? I mean, how many touchdowns he threw?
Five today.
Five touchdowns, Matthew Stafford. And then didn't one of the top receivers play? What was that guy?
Puka Nacua was out.
Yeah, he's out. So they go to Davante Adams. So no excuses as far as the injuries. I'm just saying that's why I don't think they would throw Tyler Shuck to the Wolves right now.
Yeah.
Come on, Spencer, go hang in there. Keep fighting like you're fighting. Play against Tampa and go against the Rams on the road. And then if it's still not working out, kind of how the season's been flowing. And, you know, because people say, oh, well, Rattler finally made a few mistakes, so let's change quarterbacks. But I think they would rather Tyler Shuck help them to have immediate success. And that would be, to me, well, where do we play, Charlie, where do we play Carolina, Steve, before the bye week? Is that at home or in
Carolina? That is at Carolina.
Okay, we've always played good in Charlotte. You know, overall, I'm telling you, we played good at Tampa and at Carolina. So on the road. So
biggest concern with the rookie right now is what's up with our star center?
Oh no, that's terrible.
Right.
Oh no, it's like when
he was seen leaving the locker room today with a sling on his. You know, so
and,
I don't.
And it might be a torn something. But what did Coach Moore say?
His injury and Kendra Miller's injury are concerning.
Kendra Miller's. Did you see Kendra Miller get hurt? I saw him run. Nice run, 7 yards.
All I know right now is just the knee issue he ended up leaving with.
I don't know. But again, look, the 49ers, they've been snake bit. Look, all the injuries they have. But they still won, find a way to win.
And Charlie
they
just told me it's a bicep for McCoy.
Oh, well, then you can't block. If you tore your bicep, no, that's season ending. So, I mean, I don't know. It might help our draft status. I mean, I got to try to look at. What potentially could be positive. But, you know, it's hard to be positive. You know what's positive coming into the game? Not counting the playoffs. We beat the Bears 7 games in a row. Counting the playoffs, we beat the Bears 8 games in a row.
Well,
we can't say that no more.
Mark that off.
We got to mark that off. Now,
and Cam Jordan, for the first time, has lost to the Chicago Bears since getting drafted by the Saints.
Yeah, and the last 3 games he played the Bears, he had a sack. He didn't get one today. Well, get a little older. But you know, the one positive, we are still leading the series against the Bears, the regular season. we have 18 wins to 14 losses. So that's one area, but now we can't say this either. We had won 4 games in a row in Soldier Field. But when I tell you, when it was 20-0, I said, I don't think we're winning 5 in a row. And Chicago's been good to us overall. Now we're a little bit above 500. We're 10-8. Now it's 10-9. But not the right home about. And normally the game's within 8 points, a touchdown, you know, at least more than half the games. Well, today, 26 to 14. No, if I add 8 to that, Steve, I mean, we still 22.
No, I wish those, you know, that 10 yards, 10 penalties and yardage gave us a touchdown. But like you said, it still wouldn't help the Saints this game.
Boy, and I tell you what, I like the trick play we ran. It figures. But by inches, that it wasn't legal.
Yeah.
Because that was you remember, damn it, when the Chiefs run it, it works. Remember, Kelsey, when they do it, it works. But that was a great design. That would have been a 22-yard gain. But not so fast. It didn't count. So I don't know. Very disappointing loss because I don't think, even though the Bears have won four games in a row, I don't think the Bears are that good. So we'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.